We continue here on the Michael Garfield High Tech Texan Show. Phone number is 713-212-5950. As we continue to welcome the world to our great city of Houston here, the weather is perfect. And the food, the entertainment, it's starting to roll in, people. I mean, I was here 13 years ago when the Super Bowl came to town, as you've heard me recount for the last few weeks, and it's only going to get crazier. Think about it. 13 years ago, we did not have social media. There was no Facebook. There was no Twitter. Now, wherever we go in this city, we're going to be tweeting. We're going to be sending out photos and videos of wherever we are. I'm going to be covering this entire city top to bottom. Saturday night, February 4th, the night before the big game that is going to be played. There is an event that has been around now for 26 years. It raises a lot of money and a lot of awareness for some great, great causes. It's certainly when it comes to hunger, the Houston Food Bank has evolved. It is, of course, called the Taste of the NFL. Of the four, so I've been to what, four Super Bowls? I think two of these Taste of the NFLs. Let me help you out. I didn't need to eat for the next 48 hours. It is chef, it is great, it is fun, but bottom line, there is a great cause. It was founded by a gentleman who's got a huge, huge heart, and he does so much for not only for his own community, but pretty much for the country and certainly wherever the Super Bowl is held. Wayne Kostrowski is the founder and executive director of Taste of the NFL. He is joining me right now for a few minutes. Wayne, welcome to Houston. How hungry are you, my friend?
Well, I am hungry to get back to Houston. We were there 13 years ago as well. And let me just tell you and your listeners, mostly you, Mike. No one has ever yet eaten at every one of the food stations. We'll have 40 of them this year. So you still have one more chance to, you personally should be able to take a shot at that. And once someone has actually accomplished that, we might throw a prize in a subscription to Jenny Craig.
Yeah, or dessert
down the street, but it'll be worth the effort, won't it?
I will get there. What time the doors open that Saturday night, Wayne?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Hopefully we'll be there before for the red carpet entrance, and then at 7:01, I'm going to start. I will have a camera crew. Let's see if I can go through all 40 of those tasting stations.
Even better. I want that on film. That's a social media moment.
It is.
And he's at his 40th station
my
now.
My goodness.
He can just down this shrimp.
This is why the guy runs marathons, and that's exactly right. Before we talk about the 40 stations and some of the celebrity chefs and the entertainment, because this is if you have to pick or buy some tickets to one big event this weekend, without a doubt, this is it. It's called the Super Bowl Taste of the NFL, but it's also called the Party with a Purpose. Give us a quick overview of the entire purpose.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. That's really what it's become to be known more so. Obviously, Taste of the NFL is pretty clear what it is. But the reason it exists is for one simple reason. Ever since it started where I am in Minnesota, the frozen tundra in 1992, is to raise awareness and dollars for hunger relief. And it's all about being local. I mean, it's a national event. Obviously, it's the premier event at Super Bowl. It's the finest chefs, players, and celebrities, et cetera. But the party with a purpose means everyone's there, uncompensated, to raise awareness and dollars for hunger. The one thing about this event is that even though it's at the national Super Bowl big event, the benefit is to the food banks in each of the 32 NFL cities. So we do all this to get the on the stage, if you will, on the Saturday before Super Bowl, but really the families that are helped are in every single city. And I might add, regardless of their record, yes, the Cleveland Browns get the same portion as the rest of the teams in the cities. However, Houston, the host city, that food bank gets a higher percentage before the rest of it gets distributed. So this is really about local Houston. And people should, there in the Houston area, I've been there for a year and a half now visiting and setting things up. Great people, know your food, love your your cuisine, and you know where the good spots are to go. This is the best restaurant anyone will ever eat in. 40 of the greatest chefs in the country, all in one place, a wide variety, and the highest portion of the proceeds will stay right there in the community. So anybody in the Houston area, besides those folks coming in from New England and from Atlanta, take advantage of this. This is the best night out you'll have in a long time.
As I look on the website, which, by the way, tasteofthenfl.com, all the information off tickets, what's happening. I'm looking at the chefs right now, and I'm telling you what, my friend, you don't putz around. You go for the big guys and gals. I mean, I'm looking at the Cake Boss, and then it seems like what you do is obviously there's 32 teams in the NFL. You've taken one famous chef from each of the cities, and they're flying in, and I guess they're making their own local culinary delights?
That's a great point. You know, the food variety is, these chefs are there because they want to help out. And they'll say, well, we're really not competing. Yeah, they are. They're competitive folks.
Of course.
And they're going to do, you know, Nancy Longo from Baltimore brings in, every year she creates a dish with the Maryland crab cakes that, you know, is amazing. Mm-hmm. But Susan Spicer, a James Beard winner, will come in from New Orleans and put something really special there. Out of these 40 chefs, by the way, we have about a dozen who have been James Beard either award winners or nominees. The players we've got out of those 40 players, we've got over 18 Hall of Famers. Carl Lewis is the University of Houston honorary chair for host for that night. So these are, you're right, this is the who's who of the culinary world and of the football world. But food-wise, Houston has a great variety of different types of restaurants and cuisine. This is 40 different kinds of cuisine from around the country, and way less than an airfare to go to these 40 restaurants. At one night, they're all there, and the chef is right there. He didn't send somebody, or she. He or she is right there and is happy to answer questions for you and tell you what the dish was and what else their favorites are. So it's a very, very warm and wonderful and comfortable party. And, you know, it's not a gala. This is a night out to enjoy yourself and night before Super Bowl, and it's always delivered.
Eat, drink, and be merry, especially with that cause. We're speaking with Wayne Kostrowski. He is the founder of the Taste of the NFL, a culinary entrepreneur, we're going to call him, too. And as I continue to look on the website over here, it's obviously you have, you know, the chefs around, but it is a party. You've got a lot of celebrities coming in. You've even got some entertainment with a band coming in. What can people expect should they attend the big event?
Well, you know, a great party. I don't know how many of your listeners are as old as I am, but Mary Tyler Moore, you know, was on TV for many years with a series. And one of the jokes about that show is when she would throw a party, it would always bomb. And so, you know, sometimes people think people from Minnesota don't know how to throw a party. Well, guess what? We do. Mary, all kudos to Mary Tyler Moore. But what we do at this party, if you're a foodie, you are in culinary heaven. If you're a sports person, you're going to meet current alumni and Hall of Famers, a whole range of people that are football players and other sports people too. You know, we've got, you know, for example, we've got Allie Reisman coming from the Olympic team, and you know, it's not just football, but you're going to see all the greats in the world of sports. And then celebrities, you know, we're going to have a number of different celebrities. You know, Miss America comes every year, and that's one of the most popular stations, is people want to get their photo with her. You know, she comes and donates a lot of things the organization does. So you've got, it's not, my point is, it's not a one-sided or one-dimensional party. We have the finest wines that Gallo, Gina Gallo is on my board, and they bring the finest wines as well. So if you've got food, you've got wine, you've got sports, you've got celebrities, you know, this party has every element of a great party. It just happens to be all in one place at one time, rather than, you know, many other Super Bowl parties focus on either, you know, the band or one celebrity or whatever. And the band, by the way, is the band Perry, a Grammy nominated band, and they're going to be closing out the night. So people that'll come, no matter what your interest is or what you're looking for, you're going to have a good time. There's no better place. Plus, every $100, actually, well, every $1, but every $100, there are a lot of things that you can win Super Bowl tickets. There's some auction items, et cetera. Every $100 that is spent that night can create over 800 new meals. We've given away over $25 million, but the more important point is that has turned into over 200 million new meals over the first 25 years. So it's a party that you're going to have a blast. You're really going to enjoy yourself no matter what your interest is. But the best thing is when you're walking out, you're going to know you fed families in your local community in Houston and in the food banks in each of the NFL cities. So I don't think there's a better party that's out there any night, but certainly on Super Bowl weekend, Saturday night is come to the University of Houston campus and meet some great people.
Who can turn the world on with his smile? Well, it's Wayne Kostrowski. He is the founder of the Taste of the NFL, a culinary entrepreneur. If people want more information and certainly to buy tickets, Wayne, what's the best and easiest way they could do that?
Well, if you buy tickets, just go to tastethenfl.com and log on and obviously order some tickets. You can just order them directly. They're going fast now after Championship Sunday. This is a pretty frenetic week, and people are making their commitments locally and nationally. But I'd encourage everybody locally there to plan to be to this event. Frankly, where else do you want to be that night? You want to be at a great Houston restaurant? Well, you can go there anytime. You want to be at another party? Well, this is the one to be at. But the other thing is that if you can't make it, we've also got a hashtag, which is hashtag kick hunger. And then we've also got a Taste of the NFL app that should be done in another day or two. We're just updating it for the two teams in the Super Bowl now. So you can also contribute. There's an opportunity that kickhungerchallenge.com. You can click on that at the website. And on there, if you're a sad and lonely Green Bay Packer fan like me this morning, you can still help out. And you can donate any amount of money on there, $10, $20, and it'll turn into eight times your dollar for the meal to the food bank in the Green Bay area, or if you're a Bears fan or whatever. So if you can't make it, don't miss this party. But if you can't make it, you can still help by making a donation to the kickhungerchallenge.com. And that money, 100% of it, will end up in the food bank under the helmet of the city that you've designated. So it's quite a deal. We're not in this for just the party. We're in it to help change lives and impact families locally. And so far, we've had a great time. Here's a challenge to the Houston community. In 25 years, leading into our 20th anniversary when the Super Bowl was coming to North Texas, the highest amount that we ever donated was as a result of the Houston event 13 years ago. Mm. And North Texas topped it that year because they asked who did the most, and we said Houston, and they said we can beat that. Well, here you go, Houston. You want North Texas, Dallas, to hold on to that title, or do you want to donate to top that? And believe me, if you do, let me put it this way. When you do, we're gonna put out quite a word across the country that Houston topped it, but we'll make sure every outlet in Dallas knows that. So there's your challenge.
You know how to play up to the listeners here in Houston, baby. You know how to do it, Wayne. You've done.
I love your city.
Yeah, it's great. And the weather is great. It's awesome. The only thing that I think could potentially top this, and I know you're excited about it, 1 year from now, it's in your hometown. I bet you can't wait for that.
Well, we call it, I've been a restaurateur here in over 30 years and still involved with the bakery and stuff. So I have a day job up here, but this is my community, and we're calling it Taste of the NFL Comes Home next year.
I love it.
And yes, let me get this out of the way. It will be cold. It's just a matter of degree of cold, but it's going to be fun to have it back here because for 27 years at that point, Minnesotans have watched this thing grow into this huge benefit that gives a lot of credit back to Minnesota. So I think folks are already lining up to try to help out. Let me do one last thing. Let me shout out, each city is represented by a chef and a player. And, the chef there in Houston was with us the very first year and is with us again the last couple of years, but he's delighted to be the host chef again, and that is Robert Del Grande.
Absolutely.
From Cafe Annie.
That boy can cook. That boy can cook, I'll tell you that.
And a great, great guy. Mm-hmm. And so we're so excited to be, coming to his town. And he's helped out a lot. And then Chester Pitts is going to be the representative with at the Houston station with Robert Del Grande. But we'll also have Elvin Bethea is going to be there. Curly Culp, he was here the very first year in Minnesota, back when he was playing with the whole Oilers back then. Or actually, a number of players that have played with the Oilers are going to be back. Ken Houston's going to be at the event, so it's a night to not to miss, and you'll remember it forever. It'll probably be your best night out in a long time.
Wayne Kostrowski, it's Taste of the NFL. We welcome you in everything that you stand for and you do. It is that Saturday night. It is February 4th. Go buy those tickets right now, people, because I know it is always sold out, so you better get there, tasteofthenfl.com. I'm not going to eat for the next week, my friend, so I'll see you as soon as the doors open that night.
Michael, promise me one thing. Find me that night, and I'll point out the best food stations for you. I won't point out 40, but I'll point out the best ones, and I'll look forward to greeting you there on Saturday, February 4th.
This is why I do a radio show and cover the NFL, because I get a personal taste of the NFL. Wayne, congrats on everything you've done all these years. We look forward to having you here in Houston.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, people, there you go. Again, Taste of the NFL. It really, really is. I've been to one or two over the past, many years that I've been to the Super Bowls, and it's just so fun, and I can't wait to try all that wonderful, wonderful food. All right, we got a break here on the High Tech Tex and Michael Garfield Show. Thanks for tuning in all across the country, if not the world, on iHeartRadio. Stand by, because we are going to be right back.